We present Thank You, Mrs. Fothergill.
Ladies, if I could have your attention, please. Thank you. May I thank you all on behalf of the committee for attending this, the annual general meeting of the Clothbottom Ladies Evening Guild. And may I thank you on behalf of myself for re-electing me as chairman for the sixth year in a row. May I say, with great humility, that I...
Hey.
Oh, what is it, Mrs. Fothergill?
I want to say something.
Well, I'm afraid you can't, Mrs. Fothergill. That would constitute an any other business, and our constitution doesn't allow for an any other business at the annual general meeting.
I've still got something to say.
Well, just for once, you can't. I mean, if we don't stick to the rules, we can hardly be critical of Arthur Scargill and such like, can we? You should know by now that in order to let you say what you want to say, somebody has to propose and second a motion to suspend the Constitution long enough for you to say what you want to say. And when you've said it, we've got to have somebody to propose and second a motion to resume the Constitution, and before we know where we are, we'll be voting till the cows come home, and that last bus goes at 2:15. Alice... Madam Chairman, if you don't mind, Madam Secretary, while I'm on the platform.
Sorry, Madam Chairman.
Thank you.
What I was going to say was, wouldn't it be easier if we'd just let Mrs. Fothergill say what she wanted to say?
Well, on your own head be it, Phyllis, dear. You're the one who has to write the minutes. I mean, there's no provision for this sort of thing in the Constitution. And when there is provision, you can't sleep for worrying if you've written the right things down.
It's on occasions like this that I realise why that United Nations never gets anywhere. What I wanted to say was...
Oh, just a minute. I'm sorry. Just a minute, Mrs. Fothergill. I must be sure that there's a consensus agreement among the members to let you say it.
Madam Chairman Alice Chadwick, that was. Knock it off. We've had a bit of a chat over us tea and biscuits, and we're all of a mind. I bet Len Murray wishes he could say that.
Oh. Very well, then. Say what you have to say. But it's your fault if Madam Secretary finds herself traipsing about making cups of tea at 3 a.m.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. We've been having a talk, and we've decided that in honour of your 8 years as chairman...
5, Mrs. Fothergill.
Really? Seems longer. But in view of that, we ought to have a celebration.
Celebration?
A meal in a proper restaurant. One that's got candles on tables and waiters in bow ties with cloths over their arms.
Well, isn't that going to cost a lot of money?
We're going to pay for it ourselves. We're going to have fundraising events so that you and Madam President, if she isn't away again or having one of her stomach do's, can come for nout. I mean, be our guests of honour.
Well, oh, I really don't know what to say, Mrs. Fothergill.
Just for once, Alice, say nout.
It's you, Alice. I thought it was a curb crawler.
Oh. In a cardigan and pearls. Come on. Get in. I'll give you a lift.
You don't know where I'm going.
Well, I will when you tell me. Where are you going?
The library.
Oh, I see. Your regular injection of Catherine Cookson. Come on. Get in.
I don't know how your door opens.
Oh, dear. There. Can you manage it from now on?
Well, you don't seem to realise car doors open different ways. It's very confusing.
Look, let me fasten that seatbelt. You can't do that either, can you? Now, shut the door. You can manage that.
Oh, yes.
Right. Not a bad day, is it?
No. I thought it was going to rain earlier on, but it didn't.
No, it didn't, did it? Have you heard anything?
About what?
Well, anything.
No. Have you?
I have. Oh. I have indeed. Madge Bottomley's lad. Left his wife and moved back to his mother's.
And he's brought his tropical fish. That sounds pretty fine, huh?
Oh, I know about that.
You knew? Hmm. And you didn't have the common courtesy to ring me up and tell me? I have to wait until I hear two complete strangers talking in the supermarket. Oh, you can be very disloyal at times. Now, what else have you heard?
Nothing.
Yes, you have. There's something going on that I don't know about and you do. What is it?
I don't know anything.
Yes, you do. You've gone all flushed and your left eye's twitching. It's a sure sign you know something and you're not telling.
I will not be cross-questioned in this way. Stop the car. I want to get out.
You can't get out, can you? Because you can't undo the seatbelt.
Oh.
And I'm not undoing it for you until you tell me.
Look, I swear to you, Alice, I don't know anything.
Right, then.
Oh, Alice.
It's all right. I'm only taking you to the library. I'm not hijacking you. Have you got all the arrangements made for the party?
Oh, yes. We booked the Heathcliff suite at the Carter's Rest up on the moors. It's a lovely place.
And drafty. Now, we had our Malcolm's 21st there and my back wasn't right for weeks.
Oh, by the way, we've had apologies from Madam President. She's not coming. She has to go into hospital for a minor operation.
Oh. Well, it's got to be minor one these days, hasn't it? I mean, everything major was whipped out years ago. It's strange, isn't it? It's really strange to think that under that mink and classic Jersey wool, that woman is practically hollow. Now, look... It's Arthur, isn't it?
What is?
What you know that you're not telling me about.
Arthur?
Yes, that unique combination of athlete's foot, bronchitis and world domination that I married.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about Arthur. He's mixed up in whatever it is that's going on. He's been out. I don't mean out of the room, I mean out of the house.
I've always found Arthur very comforting somehow.
Have you? Aye. Well, so's a sheepskin rug. But you can always roll that up and put it away in the drawer when you're sick of the sight of it.
Alice, anybody would think you didn't like Arthur.
I don't much. But if he's carrying on, I want to know.
Well, here we are. Alice?
Oh, no, I'm not undoing that seatbelt until you tell me.
Alice, please.
Phyllis Middleton, you know something. Well, you know that I know that you know. Now, what is it?
Nothing, Alice.
It's Arthur. He's carrying on.
Arthur?
Well, you needn't say it like that. I mean, he's human, after all. Well, more or less.
Look, I promised I wouldn't tell. And you wouldn't want me to break a promise, would you?
Yes. Who is she?
It's not another woman. Now, are you satisfied?
No. Now, look over there, Phyllis.
Yes.
There's your library. Yes. All those lovely shelves crammed with Catherine Cookson's. Just waiting for your fingers to tiptoe through their torrid pages.
Oh. Alice, I promise.
Oh, come on.
Well, it's flowers.
Flowers?
For you, when we have the party. We wanted to be sure they were the kind you'd like, so I asked Arthur.
He wouldn't know.
He didn't, but he asked your Malcolm. He did.
Oh, well, Malcolm would.
Then Arthur came round to tell me.
He never mentioned it.
No, well, he couldn't, could he? It had to be a secret. Oh, I only hope nobody thought anything. He came round when Martin was out, and you know what they're like in our road.
Did he know your Martin would be out?
Well, yes, because I told him. It had to be a secret, you see, and then I... Oh, Alice, no, you're not suggesting.
Well, no, I'm not. I mean, you'd have to be grasping at straws to grasp at Arthur, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you?
Alice, please, will you unfasten this seatbelt? I wish to leave your car.
Yeah, in a minute.
Alice, really?
You haven't invited Arthur to the party, have you?
No, I have not issued an invitation to Arthur.
Right. There you are. Unclunked and unclicked.
Oh.
I'd better open the door for you as well. Last time you tried to get out, you emptied the ashtray all over yourself. Now, you sure there's nothing else you want to tell me?
Quite sure.
Right. There you are. Enjoy yourself with your Catherine Cookson.
Thank you, Alice. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There. Phyllis, one thing's for certain, love. You'd never make an Odette Churchill.
Don't all the ladies look nice, all dressed up?
Yes, Ruby Hardacre should never wear green, not with her complexion.
Hey, have you seen what Mrs. Pearson's got on?
She knitted it herself.
Oh, is that what it is? I thought the moths had got at it.
Well, did you like the meal?
Oh, very tasty. Mind you, duck's always a bit of a gamble, isn't it? By the way, am I supposed to make a speech?
Oh, no, not if you don't want to. You just say thank you after I've proposed your help.
You're doing that, are you?
I'll have to, with Madam President unable to attend.
I must say, you've really lashed out.
Yes.
I'm glad I'm guest of honour and not paying me way. It must have cost a fortune. I know for a fact that the room alone costs £30 and you can't breathe in this place under £6 a head. Then sherry, two glasses of wine.
Alice! That's typical of you. Here we are trying to give you a lovely time and all you can do is tot it all up.
Oh, I was only just saying.
But don't.
Oh, you know, for somebody who's only had two glasses of wine, you're getting very belligerent.
We've enjoyed raising the money for this evening. We've had coffee mornings, a bring and buy at Mrs. Sanderford's.
Coffee mornings? You never told me.
Well, how could we? We couldn't invite you to a coffee morning, not to raise money to invite you here for free, could we? Besides, we wanted to keep the arrangement secret.
Arrangements? What arrangements?
Oh, well, never mind. Oh, Alice, doesn't everybody look nice?
You've said that before. And your eye's twitching. Now, is there something going on that you ought to tell me about?
No, Alice.
Luke, Mrs. Fothergill. Where's she sloping off to?
Pardon?
Mrs. Fothergill. She's just tiptoed out. Or as near tiptoed as 14 stone odd will let you.
I really don't know. Alice, I've got to attract the ladies' attention and propose your help.
Well, go on then, do what I do.
What, you mean ladies? Ladies, please.
Yes, that's right. Go on.
Ladies, ladies, please. They're not taking any notice.
You have to shout.
Oh, no, I couldn't, not in here.
Well, I'll shout for you if you like.
No, no, thank you. I'll do my own shouting. Ladies, ladies, please. Alice, I've gone deaf.
I'm not surprised. And that head waiter looks as though he's been shot.
Now, if I could have your attention, ladies. Thank you. It gives me great pleasure on this auspicious occasion to propose the health of our very dear friend and Madam Chairman, Alice Foster. Oh, did I do that all right, Alice?
Yes, very nicely, very nicely. Thank you, ladies, friends. If I may, I would like to take this opportunity of thanking you most sincerely for all your efforts. As I look round this evening, I detect...
Hey!
Oh, what is it, Mrs. Fothergill?
Before you get stuck into making a speech, I've got something to say.
Really? What a surprise.
It had better be.
Phyllis, what's that book she's got? If it's one of those Robert Carrier cookery books, I've got one.
I know. I've seen it. We've all seen it. On that coffee table in your front room. Anyway, it's not a cookery book. It's me notes.
Notes, Mrs. Fothergill?
Yes, notes. Because tonight, Madam Chairman, this is your life.
Pardon?
This is your life, Alice.
You knew?
Of course.
You stupid woman.
Alice!
You never said a word to me all the years you and I have been friends and you didn't have the decency.
Alice, really?
Oh, she put you up to that, Mrs. Fothergill. Well, I'll not have it. I'm going home right now.
Suit yourself. We shall do it whether you go or stop. But if you go, you'll not know what's been said, will you? So, if you've got any sense, you'll sit down and shut up.
Oh, Mrs. Fothergill.
I know Eamon Andrews has never said anything like that, but he's never had a woman like you to cope with, has he? Now, get that slide projector going, Mrs. Sandiford. Oh, Mrs. Pearson, pull that screen out.
Oh, Phyllis, have you made sure that there's nothing...
No, I haven't.
Oh. I'll get you for this, Phyllis Middleton.
Now, can we have the first slide, please, Mrs. Sandiford?
Dear.
Thank you. Alice Foster, you were born here. At number 10, Pioneer Street, Clough Bottom, on June 6th, 19...
I'm so sorry, I do apologise. Something went down the wrong way.
1930. Oh. You never knew your father.
Pardon?
Because he died when you were a few months old. He fell down the steps of the Brookside Liberal Club. Celebrating Amy Johnson's solo flight to Australia. They nearly called you Amy as a mark of respect.
Well, I never knew that.
You, your brother Frederick and your sister Ethel knew what hard times were.
But she always knew where to come when our mother was entertaining one of her gentleman friends.
Oh. The daughter of your next-door neighbour, Peggy Gregson, now Peggy Fielden. Come in, Peggy Fielden.
Well, Alice, this is a pleasant surprise.
Is it?
So, young Alice Chadwick used to come to your home?
Oh, yes, nearly every night when her mother used to have one of her friends in, or her granddad Mosley threatened to take his belt to her. She was a born organiser even then. In fact, my mother used to call her Bossy Boots.
Oh, it was our Ethel she used to call Bossy Boots.
Alice was always ready to entertain us, quite a good singer and dancer. At the slightest provocation, she'd be up on the kitchen table and giving us a turn. Oh. I remember she did impressions of the stars of the time. Buster Keaton was a particular favourite.
You're thinking of our Ethel, not me.
Oh, no. Ethel used to do Janet Gaynor. You used to do Buster Keaton. And you could do the splits.
But you can't now, can you? Bossy Boots.
Oh.
Thank you, Peggy Fielden.
Thank you, Peggy. Give my love to your Harold. Oh, no, he left you, didn't he?
Then it was off to Morgan Street Juniors. If we could have the next slide, please. This is a group photograph taken when you were 7. You're the one in the boys' jersey putting your tongue out at the camera. We are indebted to Mrs. Farrar for the loan of this photo.
Marion Farrar swore to me that she'd torn that photo up.
I myself remember you well about this time, Alice, sluttering down Pioneer Street to Fozzie's Chippy in your mother's shoes.
Oh. I remember you too, Mrs. Fothergill. Your mother never did have any proper curtains, did she?
You were 9 years old when the war clouds gathered over Europe.
Only just.
And soon the evacuees arrived from London. Do you remember little Tommy Waterman?
No.
Unfortunately, he's attending the christening of one of his grandchildren and can't be with us tonight.
Oh, thank heavens for that.
Well, now, a scholarship soon takes you to Bankfort Grammar. And after a few years, another girl arrives and you strike up a friendship that has lasted until the present day. I mean, of course, Sniffy Greenwood. Now, Mrs. Phyllis Middleton. Come on, Phyllis.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is it me now?
Yes, it is.
And just you be careful what you say, Phyllis, or I'll tell them why we called you Sniffy Greenwood.
I was, of course, younger than Alice.
Not much.
And as she was a senior girl, she took me under her wing. Even in those days, she was a born leader. We used to call her Bossy Boots, too.
Oh.
She was always ready for a prank or a dare. I remember one afternoon, Christine Townsend bet her she wouldn't take her knickers off and wave them out of the tram window on the way home.
Oh, no.
And did she?
Oh, yes.
What happened?
They blew away. And after that, we called her Bossy Knickers.
By this time, the Allied forces had landed in Normandy and the Yanks had found your mothers. Soon afterwards, the war ended, And you got your first pair of nylons. Mrs. Sandiford, could we have the next slide, please? Thank you.
Oh!
Do you remember Delroy Spencer of Kansas City?
Where did you get that photo from?
Out of your dressing table drawer.
How did you know it was there?
Oh, I didn't, but your Arthur did.
Arthur did?
Oh, yes. Put his hand straight on it. And then he smiled quietly, like he does.
We wrote to Delroy, only his wife opened the letter, and I think the reply had better remain confidential between us. Then, in 1953, you met and married the man who was to share your busy life. And soon you became a proper family with the arrival of your son, Malcolm. We'd hoped to have Malcolm with us this evening, only,
Only what?
Only a trip coming upstairs.
What?
However, we managed to rescue most of the flowers he was carrying. Mrs. Pearson, if you'd... Thank you. His nose has stopped bleeding now. But he might have a bit of a limp for a day or two. You were a happy family. You, your sister Ethel and your brother Frederick. Frederick went to Australia after that bad winter of 1947. We wrote to his last known address in Melbourne, but the reply came back from the Commissioner of Police. He said he didn't know where he was, and if we found out, would we let him know? There's one member of your family we haven't mentioned yet.
Arthur.
Your sister, Ethel.
Oh, my God, you haven't dragged her over, have you?
Unfortunately, her health will not permit her to travel far from home.
After 4 o'clock, she can't travel in a straight line.
But she sends you this tape-recorded message. Mrs. Sandiford, please.
Sorry I can't be with you on this suspicious occasion. What's that, Frank? Frank's trying to tell me something, Alice. Just a minute.
See what I mean? Drunk as a duchess.
I'm sorry I can't be with you to share wherever you're having, Alice, but my back being what it is, Dr. Marchbanks has specifically forbidden me to travel.
Oh, thank heavens.
Best wishes and cheers from me and Frank. I'm going to ask her, Frank. Now, will you shut up?
Ask me what?
Me and Frank, Bill and Sandra, husbands Terry and Nicholas and our best. Sandra and Nicky have got a big new house, Alice, and he's doing very well in the second-hand cars.
Yes, I'll bet.
Peter, Debbie and little Tarquin send their best wishes to their great auntie Alice. And Frank wants to know about that cameo brooch and amber necklace that our man left. He says...
I think that'll be enough, Mrs. Sandiford.
Oh, yes.
Now, we have just one more surprise for you, Alice. The man who has stood by you all these years, or rather, just a bit behind you, walking with his hands behind his back. Your husband, Arthur. Come in, Arthur Foster.
Oh, Alice, doesn't he look smart? Dinner jacket and one of your Malcolm's frilly shirts.
Pity he's still got his slippers on.
Well now, Arthur, now's your chance. Tell us, what is Alice Foster really like?
You say one word, Arthur Foster, and I'll ram these flowers right up your nose. Ladies, please.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, good evening and welcome to this regular monthly meeting at the Clothbottom Ladies' Evening Guild. Before I introduce our guest speaker for the evening, Mrs. Middleton, standing in at short notice after much persuasion...
Blackmail more like.
Yes. For Mrs. Pearson, who is unable to give her talk on dried grass decoration owing to her hay fever. But I would like to take this opportunity of thanking you all for that splendid celebratory evening we enjoyed last week. Most unexpected, I can assure you. I would like to thank particularly Mrs. Fothergill. I think Eamon Andrews could learn a lot from you. And I'd like to thank Madam Secretary Mrs. Middleton, who I understand was responsible for unearthing all the bits and pieces for my This Is Your Life.
Yes, you ought to work for the News of the World, Phyllis, love. Anyway, thank you all. Now, without further ado, thank you. I'll leave you in the capable hands of our surprise speaker for the evening. Nobody's more surprised than her, Phyllis Middleton. Well, come on then, Phyllis.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you, Madam Chairman. I have entitled my... I'm having a bit of trouble with my glasses. Now, I have entitled my talk, Pagan Rites in Cloth Bottom. An informal discourse by Phyllis Middleton. You may all be aghast to know...
Just a minute, Phyllis.
What is it, Mrs. Fothergill?
Phyllis Middleton.
No, Mrs. Fothergill. Oh, please. Oh, no, Alice, help me.
Oh, yes. Tonight, Sniffy Greenwood. This is your life, and I'm going to enjoy it. Thank you, Mrs. Fothergill.
That was Thank You, Mrs. Fothergill by Keith Parry. Sheila Hancock played Alice Foster, Pat Coombs played Phyllis Middleton, and Mrs. Fothergill was played by Avis Bunnage. Clavissa Newcomb played the parts of Ethel and Peggy Fielden, and the program was produced by Bob Oliver Rogers.